Just a thought example here. If we have a group or a youth group with a lot of single people, they're not married to anything. Let's say one of the girls visits one of the boys and she sees that he's professing Christian, but she accidentally sees that he has porn on his computer, for example. Would it be wrong for her to confront him and say, hey, I've seen this sin in your life, that's wrong, repent from it? Would that be,
well,
for example?
It would not be wrong for her to confront him with his sin. Usually if you're dealing about something like that, that's getting into an area where it's more appropriate for a brother to take care of that. A girl that really wants to minister to a guy, one of the best things she can do is say, you know, this guy over here is a real Christian. You ought to go and talk to him. That's one of the best things she can do.
Is it the other way around? Or if a guy wants
to... Absolutely. He ought to direct that girl to Christian girls. You know, one of the worst things you can do, one of the worst things a girl can do is say to a non-Christian guy, you know, I'm a Christian and I can't really have time with you unless you're a Christian. So what she's doing is setting him up to make a false decision, false profession, to try to use God to get something that he wants, which is her. And that keeps him from true faith and true repentance. Most of the things that take place between girls and guys where they're supposedly witnessing or ministering something, all of that, I mean, most of it is worthless. It's worse than nothing.